The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in a second here, we're going to talk to your client, Henry. What can you tell me about him?
Henry's a fascinating individual. He comes to us from Arlington, so he travels quite a ways to get to the Institute. And originally, he heard you and I on KTTH.
Cool.
He's worked as an engineer for many years.
Okay.
He has some rather innovative approaches when he's given the opportunity to express them. But I think we're going to enjoy hearing his experience.
Yeah, so he brings an engineer's worldview to his experience with you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
So, Henry, I wanted to start by asking you, what were the health issues that you presented when you talked to Dr. Yardley? What did you go to him to see?
Well, I had something that was new to me, a constant pain that was going from my right hip down my right leg all the way to my right big toe. So severe, I had difficulty standing up and walking.
Wow. And how long had you had that before you saw Dr. Yardley?
Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
That's a long time to continue with pain. What did that do to your life? I mean, how were you able to, how did that limit you?
It brought me to a standstill, pretty much. I was in a situation where I could barely walk without a cane, and with a cane, I could move along reasonably well. Sleeping was an issue because I'm not one to use pain pills, and so I had to find myself a comfortable position that would allow me to get some sleep. Then when I rolled over or something like that, I had to do it all over again.
Do I understand that you also, there was some neck pain associated with this also?
There was some neck pain. When I would move to some extreme positions, I would feel like somebody stuck a sharp needle in my neck.
So you heard Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute by listening to the radio station. You went in. What was your experience at the Yardley Institute like?
Well, my experience was quite interesting. I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I was examined and had some information provided about what was going on with the facility and how they treated the various conditions. And I was kind of pleased with what I heard.
Was it an immediate success for you, Henry, or are you one of the patients that after the first effort, you just leaped up off the table and went dancing out, or did it take a little while? Was it more of a journey, a process for you?
It was more of a journey and a process. I could feel the pain ebbing, and then it would come back a little bit and then kind of go away again, and it would continue doing that for a while until finally, as of this moment, I can say that I'm pain-free.
Completely pain-free. What has that meant to your life, Henry? I mean, how have things changed with the pain going away?
Well, I can do more than sleep and eat and drive to work.
Now, I don't think Henry will mind us mentioning that he's an engineer. That's his profession for many years. And you were having trouble getting out of your truck, I think, when you first came see us, weren't you?
I drive a pickup truck, and it has some extra big tires on wheels. Mm-hmm. And while I was driving to work, the pain that I had would get worse and worse the more I drove. And then when I arrived at my work spot and parked my vehicle, when I got out of the truck, I had to hold on to the door as I got out of the truck. Mm-hmm. And then put my foot on the ground, that was the right foot, until the numbing sensation kind of went away, and I could feel that I could put a load through my knee joint before I could even start walking. So there were people who'd walk by and say, ask me if I was okay the way I was holding on to the door. The pain was that intense.
So all that pain is now gone. What has that meant for your life? How has life changed?
I can resume my normal activities that I had neglected for so much, like doing a lot of the yard work, and I didn't get my house painted this summer. And that's going to be a job for this coming year, and some other activities around the house that have been neglected over this period of time while I was unable to even participate in that kind of stuff.
Question: I've got a question for you, Henry, because you're a thinker. And what do you think stops people picking up that phone and calling us? What causes them to hesitate?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to it. I know in my case the pain was so severe, and when I heard the mention on the radio program about people with sciatica were also successfully treated, I said, Henry, you've tried acupuncture, you tried chiropractic activity in the lower back area. You read your doctor said that, Henry, you have sciatica for the rest of your life, and so you might as well learn to live with the pain, and here's some exercises you could do to help the body and the muscles remember what they're supposed to be doing. And I said, there must be a better way.
You weren't about to take that sitting down.
Amen.
That's right.
Henry, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like you're, there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's
okay.
Correct.
So She comes in, she goes through the battery, she gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right, and then, you know, we talk about the report of findings, and I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings. Of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And and one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute, who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is she
walks... The guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, any rate, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
I to this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism, but obviously he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary. When it is, you know.
Yeah.
Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in its quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and the most, because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Neck was 80% better. Acid reflux, 90% better. Sinuses, 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this, and then down the road after you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out, patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Rick's a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he'd been dealing with leg and low back pain and sciatica for 10 years. So, Rick, what happened after you started care with Dr. Yardley?
After about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing, and then probably at the end of 2 months, I was doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone, and I'm back to working my regular job and my business, and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
Nice. So you didn't have to cancel that vacation.
Yeah, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara, and all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse.
Okay, but you found Dr. Yardley. You're no longer in pain. So how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Awesome. I take it you'd recommend Dr. Yardley.
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain. And I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach. Mm-hmm. But that it had been miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all the people in the office, they wrote down everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. That's right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time. And something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression in my wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications. And there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high, and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this kind of worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question, because there's so much I would want to say. If the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this, don't let that hold you back, because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident, because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is, and it's awesome to discover at 40
yes.
That a whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but... I trusted my therapist so much that I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that, and it's so effective. It's the best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story. But you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection. And then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
They are amazing. Health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. 97.3 FM.
We are here. Welcome back. We are going to be talking to one of Dr. Yardley's clients here in just a second, Valita. What can you tell me about Valita, Dr. Yardley?
Well, you know, I love every patient that I get the chance to take care of. Some are just a little bit more special for different reasons. And Valita is just one of those people. She travels from Vashon Island and has done for years.
Okay.
I've taken care of her probably well over 10 years. And I remember at one point she was going to retire to Brazil. And I could see her sitting on the Brazilian beach, you know, sipping on a margarita or whatever it is they make down there. And anyway, but her one problem was she didn't have anyone down there that could take care of her. So, you know, she kind of proposed that maybe I could go down there with her and part of her baggage. Of course, I'm married with kids, you know, but I keep teasing her about that.
Why don't we get her on the line here and chat with her? Valita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here, too.
Hi, Valita.
Hello, Dr. Yardley.
He's ready to go to Brazil with you, Valita.
Well, I'll go if he'll go.
Valita,
somebody's got to keep me walking.
Well, talk to me about that. That's very fascinating to me that you would say somebody's got to keep me walking. What was your condition? What were you suffering from before you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've been afflicted for years with sciatic pain, which sometimes would go into spasms that would put me down wherever I was. and often making it impossible to walk until they passed. And even when there were no spasms, and eventually they did go away, it was just raw pain. I had to teach myself not to look at my hand when I took it out of my pocket looking for blood. There is no blood. It just feels like it. It was so raw. And it was so hard to walk. And I couldn't sleep. I was just sleeping and sitting in chairs or cars were the hardest two things to do.
I understand you had some arm and shoulder problems, too.
That came later, but yes, I did. I have learned from him over the years, you know, these things are happening because of when I'm out of alignment, those nerves that serve those areas are being pinched by the vertebra out of place, and it's just clobbering my nerves.
Dr. Yardley, you want to put that in plain language? She did a real great job. But
she really did. I think her language should probably be better than mine. But yeah, it's you know, the spine itself, when it starts getting in trouble because you got one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other, things get twisted, and then over time things break down, and now we got a mess. And we have to
I was in so much pain.
Could you walk for any distance at all, Valita?
You know, it was easier to walk, strangely enough, when I've heard other people with a similar condition say so. Easier to walk uphill. Downhill was killing. But no, I couldn't walk for very long. I mean, I would go to the beach and then be looking for a stick to use as a cane because I just couldn't put enough pressure on it to walk comfortably. I was losing mobility steadily.
So you went to see Dr. Yardley.
And he changed everything.
Well, let's start with the procedure. Was it a highly invasive procedure? Did he put you on
No. They just do one thing, and it always works. I used to amuse me to say to my friends, my leg hurts, I'm going to go get my neck adjusted. and then I would, and I would come back walking all normal again.
So he literally helped you walk normally. Tell me about what happened to your pain. What was it 100% gone? What did he do?
Well, that's what he did, and over time the pain subsided. You know, when I'm not out of alignment, once I've healed up from the inflammation, I don't have any pain.
None whatsoever?
Not really, no.
And what has that meant to you in your life? I mean, it's when you live a life of pain, you tend to limit what you do in your life. What has this meant to your life?
Oh, it's given it back to me. It's absolutely given it back to me. At some point, it was so bad that I was wondering how long it would be before I was thinking maybe 2 years and I would end my life. Because that was no life. I mean, when it was first at its worst, I just remembered, I would lie in bed at night in an agony and want to turn over and get off that hip, but I would wait until the pain in my leg was greater than I knew from experience the pain was going to be to turn over. It was that bad.
Boy, to lay in your bed at night and evaluate what would be the least painful position to lay in. That's not any way to live.
No, that's what I decided. I was really thinking I would check myself out. I was just going to do a suicide if it didn't get better because that is you can't live that way.
But it did get better.
Yes, it did. These adjustments have made all the difference. They made the critical. They gave me back my life.
Would you recommend what Dr. Yardley does to another person?
I have had friends I have sent him to take me out to dinner to thank me for Dr. Yardley.
And over the years,
I send people to him every chance I get.
Yeah, and Valita over the years has sent many people in.
And they've all been grateful.
Well, that's an amazing story. I appreciate you making time to come on and chat with us a little bit, Valita. I wish you continued good health.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I will always sing the praises of Dr. Yardley.
Thank you so much, Valita. You take care.
You too.
That is an amazing testimony to what you do, Dr. Yardley.
It is, and thank you to Valita. But she's an amazing woman. I've just always enjoyed my interactions with her.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We are back, and let me just take a second to say thank you for joining us. We know your time is very valuable, and we are delighted that you're sharing some time here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, when we talk about the care that you provide, let's talk about underlying principle. What is the basic idea that drives what you do at the Yardley Institute?
You know, the single underlying principle would be that the default setting for the body is to heal itself.
Okay.
And that's what keeps us alive. That's what causes a cut to heal. That's what makes a baby grow in us when a woman gets pregnant. What we find is that the body always seeks to do the very best it can with the resources that are available to it. And this process of doing that is known as adaption. I see x-rays on people. I see x-rays on people every day, and they've been told that they have arthritis in their back or in their neck or in other parts of the body. They've been told it's age, that nothing can be done about it, expected to get worse with time.
Very common.
Exactly. And you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You do that, you believe that, you will get that. It doesn't have to be true, but it will be true if you do that. So does it have to be that way? Well, for many, the answer is no, and they would say thankfully no.
Really?
Yes. We're raised in a society to believe that disease care is all that works. Many of us are finding out differently. As Frank would say, think different.
You mean think differently. We've had this conversation.
No. I deliberately put it that way because I knew we had. We are programmed to believe that we should wait until we're broke, injured, or things are not working right. And then ask ourselves the question, what are we going to do about it now? Now, you know that if you've got a horse, let's say a horse fenced into a paddock, and you want to keep him there, but the gate's open. Now, if you want to keep the horse in the paddock, is it that best achieved by closing the gate before or after the horse is out? The disease care approach is waiting until the horse is out.
That's right.
And then closing the gate and then trying to find the horse.
When things are going real badly, that's the time you turn around and try and solve the problem.
That's right.
And you end up containing the problem as opposed to doing the correction that you need.
Right. And thankfully, as a society, we've learned not to do that in the way that we raise our kids, in the way that we handle our finances. Mm-hmm. But regrettably, when it comes to our health, this is too often the programming that we have and the programming that we live by.
Sure.
Compromise in the brain-body connection is a little known, virtually indetectable impediment to the body's very effective healing systems. When we talk about that, we're talking about the pressure of 3 pieces of paper.
That tiny?
That tiny. When you're dealing with a structure so delicate as that brain-body connection, that little pressure can be all the difference between a miserable life and a fun life.
You know, it's funny because when we talk about why people procrastinate and why people become skeptical, that all by itself, that idea that tiny correction can make all the difference, sometimes people just have a hard time wrapping their head around that.
Right. But, you know, half a teaspoon of sugar in the bloodstream is the difference between sanity and insanity. That's how wonderfully balanced the human body is.
Okay.
So once we realize that, then that's what we're living with, whether we realize it or not, whether we like it or not.
Sure.
That's what we're living with. What it does is it disrupts communications on so many different levels. And unless the person is able to access the expertise delivered at the institute, then they're sentenced to living a life that is much less than it really should and could be.
So what you're really talking about is by correcting the brain and body connection, you are unleashing the body's potential in a huge way to heal itself.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So our facility is in Kent. Now, yesterday, I was giving the first adjustment to a couple, both of them from Union, Washington.
Whoa, that's the Hood Canal, that's a long way away.
It is. It's right in the middle of it's about an hour and a half drive
Easy.
Each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the traffic's good. At the same time, I was taking care of another woman that had flown down from Alaska. She had Bell's palsy. Shortly after that, I was adjusting another lady, and she was from Port Orchard.
Okay. All of those are long drives to get to Kent.
Right. And then last week, I had a teacher fly up from San Francisco to get adjusted.
The moral of those stories is?
Is that you know, when it comes to your health, try putting a price on it. I mean, it's something that's worth traveling the distance.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig is from Olympia. You started going through the treatment. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on.
Yeah.
which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
Overall, it's just my whole frame of mind even is better because I'm not dealing with this constant pain anymore. From the headaches to the shoulder blades to the hips, it's just all so much better. So much more active. I am in the gym 3 times a week. Man. And so.
So as a former cop, you think you could still take down a perp?
Yeah. Show me one.
I bet you could. So what do you tell people who hear this, they sit on the fence, right? Craig, they've tried the ibuprofen. They've tried masking the pain. They've tried these other treatments.
Well, I've tried acupuncture. I've tried massages. I've tried a number of different things. And I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back.
That's Dr. Lee Yardley. We're here. Thank you for joining us here on the show. In just a moment, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Ken, who apparently was facing surgery. Now, you're not going to tell me that your procedure replaces surgery, necessarily.
No, but spinal surgery does, you know, have a low success rate, and I think that if someone's facing it, they should explore more conservative options first.
Well, let's find out what he has to say. We'll talk to Ken here. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lee Yardley is here.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Ken, let's talk about what led you to go see Dr. Yardley. What were you suffering from? What was going on in your life?
I had a lot of headaches, a lot of stress and pain in my neck and in my shoulders, and it was very painful. And I was having trouble sleeping, and it was affecting my posture. I was leaning to the left quite a bit.
What kind of impact was that having on your day-to-day life, Ken?
It was having a pretty severe impact. When socially, the pain was so great that it would shut me down in the evenings, a lot of times around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I would have to go to bed very close to that time. In the past, I did not. I stayed up to 10 or 11, and I would just become quiet if we were out socially, because pain does captivate your attention.
Absolutely, sure.
To a degree.
And you talked to some doctors, I know, and what were they saying to you? What needed to be done?
Well, what happened, I was suffering this pain from about May or June. I got in contact with Dr. Yardley, and I just started treatments with him when I got blood poisoning. That's called cespis, I think they call it.
Okay.
Whatever. And I had a very rough time with that. And when I was in the hospital, I got out in about 4 days. They sent me to a neurosurgeon, and I had to go get an MRI because they saw things in a CAT scan in my neck region, in my upper cervical region. And so I went and saw this doctor and saw the pictures, which weren't very good at all. I could understand what he was saying, and he wanted to remove the backside of my vertebrates, five for sure, maybe six. And I had learned from Dr. Yardley there's only seven of them there. It scared me quite a bit. I was very concerned about it. And so he said, we'll schedule surgery in September. And my comment was, well, can we wait a little bit? And he said I needed it soon, very soon. And so I said, how about October? And I said, well, could I wait to the end of the year? And I was trying to gain time. I know that wasn't the right thing, but it was just so shocking to me, the thought of having those things removed and just what that might do. And he gave me a window of less than a year and probably said 3 months, maybe six.
All right, so you went to see Dr. Yardley. He did the procedure on you.
Correct.
And what happened?
After I had that adjustment, the great thing was my headaches stopped real soon after that. I mean, they went from being very severe to very little headache at all.
Mm-hmm. How about your neck pain and your low back pain?
My neck pain and my back pain definitely got better, but it was more gradual. It was not like the headache that went away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took some time, and it's improved substantially.
So where are you today? Are you still looking at surgery?
No, I am not. And I have been called twice by the doctor and asked if I wanted to come in, if I was scheduling surgery. I told him I was doing much better, and I would like to continue doing that. You know?
So tell me about your quality of life today.
Well, that's improved. That's improved quite a bit. So I was able to start mowing my lawn again and doing some of that stuff and working out in the gym a little bit. And I'm gradually doing that. I don't want to overdo things, but I know I'm getting better. And the idea of not having that surgery is just wonderful feeling. When I found out I was supposed to have that, I was able to get in contact with two people that have had that neck pain and that kind of stuff and had the surgery, and one of them is fused, his back and his neck, and if you want to talk to him, he has to turn to face you. And that's, I didn't want that, and he kind of wished he hadn't had it, but he had it, and it's been a while. And the other person is going through, she had much more complications, though. She had an injury, physical injuries, shoulder and neck and everything, but she's in her fifth surgery and wears a neck brace, and it's just something I'm so glad that Dr. Yardley helped me so I didn't have to go through that. If I hadn't been in contact with him and tried him out and come and seeing him, I would have gone for it because my pain was so strong and my condition and not sleeping and having difficulty at night, it was getting a little bit more to me than I could handle. It was overwhelming.
Well, Ken, I want to take a moment to say thank you for coming on with us. It's really a pleasure to talk with you. It sounds like you've had a great experience with Dr. Yardley.
I have had a wonderful experience.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley, I can't think of anything more frightening than a doctor saying that they were going to surgically work on my neck, you know, go in there and root around. I just don't, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like in the case of Ken, I mean, he was feeling the same thing, and you made a big change in his life.
Absolutely. And he's doing so much better.
And it's all with aligning the brain and the body?
And facilitating the body's ability to heal itself.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.